AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Who overcomes by force hath overcome but half his foe.
Good.
What the hell?
It's a Crunchy Groove Thursday on the Petros and Money Show, live from BJ's Restaurant and Brew House in beautiful Burbank, California, right off Olive, right by the Nickeldonian and the Community Chevrolet.
Nickeldonian?
You know, a mysterious Latino man came over here with a pocket protector and a bunch of pins sticking out.
A lot of pins.
And he was masked, you know, like you should be unless you're actively eating or drinking.
Which
like,
we are.
Like all the rest of us. This guy came over with two shots of Makers. I hope it is because I don't drink the other stuff. And I'd do the beam. But the note said this, Matt.
Okay.
And it was almost like when you're like a bank teller. And they hand you an, I would imagine, and they hand you a note saying, I got a gun pointed right at Puzo. Fill up this bag. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because, like, the guy looks so harmless.
Right.
You know, he looked like such a nice guy. Like, you know, working class American man, like all the rest of our listeners, and women, and whoever else. It says, enjoy your drink. Compliments of the prize hooker. No gift card used for this one. Enjoy. Finally, the prize hooker gives something back.
Gives back.
Finally.
Tick, 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 tick. Finally gives.
You know, you spend your whole life waiting for somebody to get it. You know? And finally, one of our listeners, who, and I wish he was here because he would order one of those very elaborate Pizookie desserts here, and he would put on a show eating it.
Tommy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, both of them.
Both Tommy and Tony.
Yeah.
But really.
I mean.
I think this is Tommy. Tony is in Jersey.
Yeah, he'd go over to the Lowe's and get like a garden shovel to feed himself with it. Like it's really.
The image of the two of them eating a whipped cream boat is still fresh in my mind's eye.
Oh, it's
just
amazing.
This. It was like this waffle of a boat, and it was just full of whipped cream.
At the clam jumper.
And they were eating it with a fork and knife, like it was a fine steak.
You know, BJ's loves us, but they're not the only chain we've been in bed with. You
That's
know what
right.
I'm saying? I mean, we love BJ's.
We'll sleep with anyone.
But I woke up next to that dusty clam jumper a few times. You know, you wake up next to the...
And we hate it every second.
Yeah, we didn't like it like this.
We love it here.
Well, we found a home here at BJ's.
We'll take BJ's. Over claims any day.
So let's all have a shot.
You're going to give me a claim? You're going to give me BJ's? Come on, let's go. We're BJ's all day.
We tilted the kilt right off of the map. They're not
exactly
even around
right.
anymore.
They're gone.
All right.
Violent act there.
When you've been around a long time, you know. All right. Is everybody ready to take a shot?
Lakers mark at 3:15.
Big Dodger game tonight. Let's have a measured response regardless of what's going to happen. I mean, what if it's 0-0 in the seventh inning? We're going to be freaking out.
My God.
So we've got to, you know, ease into this and be measured. But it really is a deep pleasure to be together here to look at people in a restaurant in L.A. County on the Petros and Money Show, especially at BJ's. Go Dodgers. Yasu, everybody, and thank you. And here's to Vic the Brick, who couldn't be with us today. Woo! We should bring him back.
Thank you, Tommy.
But here's to the prize hooker, right?
Absolutely.
For coming through for once. Let's go. All right, Matt, how about it? The number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 2P. The Petros and Money Show has become the official AM sports radio show of... Pit Vipers.
Nice.
And our man David in the back. David made sure to wear his sunglasses indoors. Look at those pits on our man, David.
He's a cold-hearted snake. Look into his eyes.
Yeah, pit vipers,
uh-oh,
David.
He's been telling lies.
Look at that. Look at the smile on Tim Kate's face. Like, oh, look at those pit vipers back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Kate's
beautiful.
Loved. Now, I never thought I'd see two guys wearing modern-day blades doing snake arms at each other across a bar.
Hold on. Here, I forgot. I got an extra.
Watch
pair.
Out, man. Watch
here,
out.
Here, put these on. Okay. Put those on real quick. Now we got three. The number of the day has changed from 2 to 3. Why? Oh. Yeah. Fight the pits. This is how the Dodgers win a game 5 against the Giants. Thank you, David, for wearing your Pit Vipers and wearing them indoors. As we are the official Pit Viper show of AM Sports Talk and Great Sports
Great
Talk.
Great Sports Talk.
Woo! Time for the word of the day. I'll leave him on.
Leave him on for the word.
I might leave him on forever.
The word of the day.
Today's word of the day is...
There go the Grand Prix.
I'm going to pop some tags.
$20 in my pocket.
I brought some shirts from my closet. Game-worn Petros Papadakis clothes. Only the fat people. Just the sexy guys are getting these clothes. Unless one of you girls wants to wear it to bed, and I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't. But first... Never given away before on the Petros and Money show. Not Pit Vipers, Matt.
But
I bought these one night for like $15 on Instagram. I have no use for them.
All right, here we go. Sunglasses.
Bomber protective. Not only are they sunglasses, but they're sunglasses you wear when you're shooting a gun.
Oh.
And I figured that would be perfect for Burbank.
Absolutely.
So
we got the gun range right up there off the 5.
Ain't that the truth? Burbank Guns and Ammo, Tim Cates, number one customer.
Number what?
So I have these, the bomber eyewear. Who's going out there like with a wood chipper later? All right, you, sir. You've been here the longest.
Woo!
Leave him alone, Miguelito. He's been here longer than you. All right.
I'm going to pop some tags. I got $20 in my pocket.
I got a Travis Matthews shirt, Matt.
Wow, that's beautiful.
You know, you don't get a lot of these. These are very expensive.
High quality.
We love Travis Matthews on the Petros and Money show. I have an abundance of T-shirts, and I think I'm ready to move on from this one. But that doesn't mean your romance can't start with it, and you can have a great time. I'm looking at you, my bearded friend.
Really?
Do you want it, though? You don't look like a Travis Matthew guy.
Is he too cool for Travis Matthew?
Like, that girl might be like, you're not a golfer. You know, she might say that.
But you know what? Travis Matthew subscribes to a lifestyle where, hey, man, I just want to be comfortable.
I don't care
what you think of me.
I think I got something for you. I bet in all those tattoos you might even have a horseshoe on there, don't you? I bet you do. Look at this. What about the
Look
head
at
of
that horseshoe? What
about
great
the
ball.
Head of Duda horseshoe?
Oh, yeah.
Promotional item.
Look
head
at
of
that.
Duda. All right.
There we go.
Oh. Now, this wasn't easy to part with, but it's time.
That's pretty great, by the way. The guy's got about 9,000 tattoos, and he's like, wait, here, no, wait, up.
Oh, he found up, it.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
He got there.
There we go.
He got there. You know, your body's landscape changes.
Exactly
over
right.
Sometimes it used to be here, maybe it's here.
Erosion. It's natural.
Erosion. All right. Next up. This is really old school. I bought this with an ex-girlfriend at the Trina Turk store like 18 years ago in Palm Springs.
18 years ago t-shirt. An 18 years ago t-shirt.
I mean, I've gotten a lot out of this shirt. And it can do the same.
Me, an 18-year-old T-shirt. Please pick me.
It's not your size.
Oh, darn.
Who wants? Now, look at this thing. When I unfurl it, Pete, you're going to want
just
it so bad.
Unfurl it slowly so it doesn't explode into 60 pieces.
You think it'll
pieces.
Just turn into dust?
Yes.
Like Agamemnon's body?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Look at this. Look at that. Oh, come on. Look at that. You want it, don't you, girl? Because you went to high school in Cat City. That's right, a new nightgown, a sexy nightgown for a lovely lady. Did you say sexy?
You can't do that, my
I'm
man.
I'm sorry, my bad. All right, next up.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at that over there. You don't even know what it is.
Hey, side stage. Now, did they pay as much as the folks in front of us? No.
You're up in
but
the
they
back.
Did. But they did pay to get in.
All right, this one I bought. This is the town that I grew up in, basically. No.
No.
Rancho Palos Verdes.
Oh.
With an anchor.
I didn't expect that. I thought it was going to say Morgantown.
I got that one, too. Rancho Palos Verdes.
Someone said I grew up there, too.
Yeah, white man.
I would have never guessed he grew up there. Yeah. His looks.
All right. What's the Travis Matthews still. Okay, then we got a
still
pin.
Still alive.
They got a pin in that one.
Still alive.
Oh. Mike Leach sent me this.
What?
It's a Washington State dry fit. Who wants to rep the Cougs? Yeah, come over here, you
Pit
freak.
Viper, yeah, Cougs. Pit Viper David says, yeah, Cougs.
Yeah, David. Take that to Faber.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Woo, you.
All right, finally.
Sweet pitch, bro. You.
Finally. Oh, how about this, guys? Rim of the World High School Dry Fit.
Oh, there we go.
Come on, Rim of the World. Let's go, Scots. All right, man. Oh! There you go.
Come on, man. Have some touch. Layer that throw.
You're right. You're right. I look like Elway.
Man, throw a catchable ball, for God's sake.
Short ball to Sammy Winder. Elway threw it too hard.
Break her neck.
You get the Travis Matthew. I'm sorry. Okay. Oh,
there we go. Yeah. You know what? You wear a button down with a T-shirt underneath to protect your pits. You get the Travis Matthew.
God Absolutely. Bless you all. That Absolutely. Is the PMS version of...
I'm going to pop some tags. I've got $20 in my pocket. This is a fat muscle.
Dude, that guy won a Grammy, and it was awesome.
Dude, that guy's album is horse crap.
And that's a compliment.
Oh, I used to go to a yoga teacher who used to play that album all the time, like the Macklemore Deep Cuts. And like, you know... Didn't you know these would be the good old days? And it's like, oh, God, get this off.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I can't see with these things.
You've got the Grand Priest.
I can't.
This is the song of the day.
Oh, nice glasses.
I love them, but, you know. I don't.
Hey, Bay Area Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band Journey provide our song of the day called Lights. A crunchy groove for a Thursday afternoon on the Petros and Money Show. Broadcasting live from BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse in the beautiful city of Burbank. The home of great sports talk. And we're there for Thursday night foosball. But the main event will be the Dodgers, who are in the city by the bay, looking to turn the lights down and out on the San Francisco Giants in Game 5 of the National League Division Series at Oracle Park. And Tim Cates will get it going for you with the playoff edition of your Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck show that starts at the top of the 5 o'clock hour.
You doing it from here, Cates? No, you're going to go back? Well, we'll be here till 5. In our breaks, we're giving away $50 gift cards to BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse. We're giving away tickets to go see the Chargers-Patriots on Halloween. UCLA-Oregon at the Rose Bowl.
Did we already give away the tickets?
We have not.
And Rolling we got the
Stones.
Tickets to see the Stones.
This Saturday at SoFi Stadium.
Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night. Sunday night at the stadium. There you go, dude. Now put those on. Get those pit vibes with the elastic strap.
The croakies.
Right? Now you're styling with the Grand Prix. Everybody's got pits. Up next, David Vasse, live from Oracle, setting the scene for a 6:07 start between the Dodgers and Giants on a game that Vin Scully has called the most impactful, important game in the history of the 140 years these two teams have been battling. David Vasse next.
And the sun shines on the bay.
They're tweeting, they're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at AM570LASports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now.
Baby,
now.
Don't you understand now. Me?
Petros and Money live on location at the BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse. Shout out to Dave Gillum and Mike Schwartz. Yeah, Galpin in the house now. That's what I'm talking about. At 3:30 p.m. client meeting. Sorry, guys. Got a client meeting I got to
hit up. Buenos dias.
Galpin Honda, Galpin Ford. Appreciate you guys being here. Appreciate all these people. It is our first 818 remote in damn near 2 years, and we are happy to be here with all of you, making our way toward first pitch, 6:07 p.m. It will be an opener, Corey Knable, followed by Julio Urias against Logan Webb, who really did some damage against the Dodgers in that game one. Tim Cates and his cast of characters will have Dodgers on deck at 5. If you have time, come by and see us. We'll be here until 5 p.m. at the BJ's Restaurant Brewhouse at 107 South 1st Street, Burbank.
I gave away my knockarounds to a lovely woman.
Then you upgraded.
I'm now donning a pair of pit vipers.
Woo!
Speaking of the 818, a proud alum of Notre Dame High School. Let's go Knights! And of course, he is live from Oracle Park right now. Our baseball insider with all the latest on the game. And he'll be on it all night with Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck starting at 5. And of course, Dodger Talk tonight, perhaps celebrating a major victory in the biggest Dodger Giants game of all time. David Vess.
The home of the Dodgers.
With an inside look at the Dodgers, this is the Vasse Report with David Vasse.
The one and only David Vasse, MLB Network, AM570 LA Sports, and right here on Spectrum Sportsnet LA.
Exactly right.
Dave, how's it going up there? You homesick yet?
Not at all, guys. I'm excited for Game 5. This is history tonight between the Dodgers and Giants, so everybody's very excited.
So tell us about the way the whole opener thing played out last night. I guess there was some texts and everybody got on the same page, but Dave Roberts was careful to call it an organizational decision.
Yeah, no doubt. We've heard the word collaboration ever since Andrew Friedman took over. So this wasn't just about Dave Roberts. This was Mark Pryor. This was Andrew Friedman that were part of this decision to have Corey Knable open tonight and Julio Urias to come in sometime in the middle of the game. There's no guarantees that Julio is going to be the second pitcher that we see tonight. It's all contingent on the lineup that Gabe Kapler puts out there, which he hasn't put out yet. He said he's waiting to see how Tommy La Stella's left Achilles is feeling, or it could be that the lineup is still being processed in Farhan's laptop. I don't know.
Oh.
But the Giants won 107 games during the regular season by being a matchup-based team. They have a lot more platoon players that can match up against lefties and righties being deployed out of a team's bullpen. So the Dodgers wanted to make sure that Knable was comfortable with this, that Julio was comfortable with this, and I was told that they had that conversation with Julio Knable and the rest of the pitchers that are planned to pitch in tonight's game last night, around 24 hours ago. And Dave Roberts, I asked him about whether or not he could do this with any other of his starting pitchers. And here's what he said and why Julio's the perfect guy tonight.
He is the one guy. And it's not taking away, kind of to Dylan's question earlier, it's not taking away. It's actually would be the biggest compliment to Julio, because not taking away from any of our other starters, but they're very set and fixed in their ways. And where Julio, because of kind of where what we've done with him and how we've navigated him throughout his career up to this point, he's had to be flexible and still perform, and he's done that. So I think that having that latitude with him and his buy-in is everything, and it just speaks to his maturity as a major league ball player.
And Julio was able to do this sort of thing for the Dodgers all of last October, and as you heard Dave mention, that's the reason why he's the guy. They would not try this with Buehler, Scherzer, or Kershaw, because they're just a little bit more, you know, routine-oriented and haven't had the experience to do something like this.
Wow.
Dave, that's a lot of information. It's a soundbite. It's
Come
awesome.
And, I mean, we're recovering from our early start.
I still want more. Because, look, you've been around this team since they've been on AM 570, Dave. You know more about this team than anyone else we could have on right now, save a player or a manager and maybe more. Does it at all seem odd to you that Major League Baseball's only 20-game winner. Arguably, even though he didn't win the award, the MVP of the World Series last year, and maybe the best player on the baseball field tonight, is not going to start this game, is not going to set the tone from the second it begins in the bottom half of the inning for the San Francisco Giants. I guess that's what I can't figure out.
Yeah, and I think that's where Dave was alluding to the fact that there are ways that this game could get away from them if Knable starts tonight, or if it was Julio that started tonight, because of the familiarity with Julio, the fact that the Giants have seen him a lot. I completely agree with that sentiment, Matt, but if you're trying to win one game, you have to understand the thought process from the Dodgers standpoint, where they're being the aggressor here. They're not allowing the Giants to dictate matchups to them if they were to go with a traditional starter in Julio, who hasn't pitched more than five innings in quite a while, to believe that he was going to throw a complete game shutout tonight. If you just look at recent history, that just wasn't going to happen. So instead of having the Giants and Gabe Kapler do what they've done all year to win 107 games and dictate the matchups, why not force the Giants to make decisions? Maybe not in the first inning, maybe not even in the second inning, but by the third inning, the Dodgers are going to have Julio Urias in this game to take down, if he's pitching well, the five innings. I could see him go from the third to the eighth inning, and that would be significant.
Yeah, I guess it'll be significant as long as they can score runs, right? I mean, their whip was under a half runner per inning against Logan Webb all season. So
I'm going to email you.
What happened?
Vasse's talking to somebody.
Oh, he's talking to somebody. Dave?
There's some Major League Baseball guru guy coming up to me. It's all
yeah,
good.
Yeah, tell guru guy to get lost. Well,
you're going full Lasorda.
This is a Dodgers flagship radio
what
station.
What are we, Bill Carroll,
right
and you're
now.
Tommy Lasorda? You can't just have a conversation with Jonathan Broxton.
That ain't some afternoon rock station that decided to put a couple people on chopping it up. No, it's the home of the Dodgers you're talking to, Dave.
Tell the Pump Brothers to back up.
None of it, Dave, will matter.
Hey, Matt, you're right about the offense. You're right about the offense.
What's different tonight? What do you think we'll see different tonight to try to crack this riddle that is Logan Webb?
Well, all season long, Logan Webb has limited hitters to a .334 slugging percentage. Just to put it in context, good slugging percentage is .450 and above. So nobody has really done damage by trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark against Logan Webb. And Dave Roberts told me yesterday that the Dodgers have got to get away from that mentality to try to slug their way to runs against Logan Webb and use the bigger part of the field tonight. So it's a mindset, and we'll see whether or not the Dodgers can do that. The one thing that Dave Roberts told me as well yesterday was the fact that the ball, even though his changeup may not be working great, his ball moves quite a bit, has a lot of movement on it. So it's a lot easier said than done to try to square some balls on the barrel for the Dodgers tonight against Logan Webb. But I feel like this move to open with Knable has taken away what is the focus, and that's the fact we don't know which Dodger offense is going to show up.
You've been to a lot of big games, Dave, World Series and alike over the years, and you've been on the road and you've been at home in Chavez Ravine, which is a great place for baseball. Oracle Park's a great place for baseball, despite our biases here. How's the vibe? What's the buzz like? I mean, could it be any bigger than this?
No, it can't, Petros. It's a significantly bigger vibe here at Oracle Park and around the streets surrounding Oracle Park than there was for the first two games of this series. And my understanding, the president of the Giants, Larry Bear, said he's bringing out the A-listers tonight, trying to top what they did in the first two games. So they're going to get this crowd riled up early and often, and I would imagine this will be the most hostile crowd the Dodgers will face here in San Francisco.
Is it Metallica, Dave? Are they bringing out Metallica?
I could see Barry Bonds in the mix a little bit more than what he was the other night.
Oh, the cheater.
I know.
He was a Dodger killer, though.
By the way, were you guys speaking of cheating, did you guys realize that Logan Webb was caught for cheating in the minor leagues 2 years ago using PEDs? He was suspended.
Is that right?
Well, he played football at Rockwell.
That's why he's got the bloated face.
Well, I mean, he's
we haven't heard that narrative from anybody in the Bay Area. He tried to divert attention with that Red Bull, but why has nobody brought up his past?
What Red Bull? What are you saying? He gets excitable?
He drinks three before every game, which Kapler can't be happy about. not unless it's sugar free, the Kate's ones.
And that's covering up all the white ladies doing before the game. It's like, oh yeah, I'm just all excitable and jittery because
I drink these Red Bulls.
I drink these Red Bulls, so you know I'm just all freaking out and I'm licking my lips and I'm freaking out.
It's not a pile of yak. All right, Dave.
Well, you're the best, Dave.
Have a great night out there, Dave. We'll be all over it. Who do you got in the pregame show? Metallica?
Close. Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
You know it's sad but true.
Hey. Yeah. You're my lady. You're I'm going to take you there. You're my lady. You're the one who cares.
Thank you, Dave.
They betray.
Oh, may it be Metallica. They got no chance.
What if they had Yes?
They roll out that corporate Bob Rock Black album. They got no chance.
What if San Francisco rolled Yes out? We'd be toast.
I would concede immediately.
We'd be toast.
Concede immediately.
If they rolled out Yes? What about the Filipino guy from Journey? What about the Filipino guy from Journey?
Nah, that doesn't work. They roll out Yes, we're screwed. But guess what? They're not going to roll out Yes. They're going to roll out Metallica.
Big Brother Holding Company.
They're
going
to play Enter Sandman and the Dodgers score 10 in the first inning.
Enter Sandman, Dodgers score 10. We'll be back. I'm getting a lot of requests for the yaga, 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 yaga.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. But Ronnie's got to pull it and all that.
Pull it, Ronnie.
So we'll get that going with the Secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup. We got a lot of prizes to give away. We're here at the beautiful BJ's in Burbank, California. Wonderful and gratifying to see our listeners here in the Valley once again. And we'll be right back. You Burroughs types, you Burbank Bulldogs, we love you all.
Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes.
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
For shame. Petros and Money live on location. Burbank BJ's Restaurant Brew House, 107 South 1st Street. Hey, guys. I mean, I want you guys to take a moment here and look around, and I want you to recognize all these people, all right, inside this place right now. They're here for those two clowns, all right? Those two clowns are going to put on their makeup. They're going to dance around like monkeys, and that's why all these people showed up, okay?
Interesting.
That's why everyone's here right now.
Interesting that you mentioned monkey dancing, Matt. We're happy to be with you live at the BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse in Burbank, 107 South 1st Street, right off the 5 Freeway and the Olive Avenue exit, right by the Nickeldonian. Come hang out with us.
Nickeldonian.
And then the Dodgers Giants is going to pop off. Kate's is going to go back to the studio and do Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck. BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse is home to the award-winning handcrafted beers, signature deep dish pizza, and the world-famous Pazookie dessert. Happy hour specials include $3 domestic bottles, $4 BJ's signature handcrafted beers.
Pause. What are we drinking right now?
The $5 BJ's signature handcrafted light switch.
And guess what? You come to this Burbank BJ's.
Coldest beer in town.
It is the coldest beer in town, and it is freaking delicious off of tap. You get it off tap, and it is the coldest beer in town.
This beer would cool off the human torch. Flame on.
All these people in here, guys, they're all for Petros and Money. These two idiots, as hard as it is to believe, for 15 years have been able to bring people in. These two jackasses.
The skinny guy that looks like Ichabod Crane's grandson is a sales guy. Weiss is paid to be here. The promotions person is paid to be here. The other promotions person is paid to be here. Bert's here to eat.
He is, and he's on meal number two.
But everybody else, and Kate's, of course.
That's right, who's going to be leaving shortly to prepare for Dodgers on Deck, which will be coming your way in about an hour.
Oh, you better not leave. That's bitch made.
Oh,
if
he's
you leave early.
He's got to leave.
And you even had one
he's
drink.
Prep. He's got to prep. No.
I got to talk to the Fresno State coach, and I'm three streets to the wind.
What do you mean?
I'm going to be like, hey, coach. Hey, you got Wyoming this week.
Kate's just dusted a bottle of Cholula. Hey,
yeah.
I can't even eat pizza unless I put this on it.
Hey, Coach DeBoer, what if Wyoming tries to run the ball? What are you going to do, man? What if you have
I don't know. We're
Come on.
Probably try to tackle him, Petros. Probably going to try to make sure we have sound tackling. Everybody fills their gap. That's what we're going to do.
But what do you arm tackle them dudes, man?
I don't have an answer for that one, Petros.
All right, here's some textosos on the secret textoso line.
Secret textoso line.
Sold out to Chevy.
It wasn't lost on most people that most of the places that I've mentioned that we've been before in Burbank are now closed.
Hooters?
Gone.
Gone.
Maybe she had huge nipples.
Said it that Hooters.
It's gone.
His father said that. We said that the server was treating us badly.
And he said, is she well endowed? And we said, because yes. It's Hooters. And we were like, whoa.
He said, yes.
And he said, maybe.
Maybe she had huge
very
nipples.
Inappropriate. He won't be joining us tomorrow. But we also had a show at the Sportsman's Lodge, which is pretty local.
We did.
One of the worst shows we've ever done.
Probably.
Organized by that man who made me leave my wife's bedside after the birth of my daughter.
There was the guy from Breaking Bad.
He was
who
pissed.
Was really pissed. Yeah, the guy with the bell on the wheelchair. Ding, 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 ding. That guy was there, and he was looking at us so hard
Zosa's
the whole time. Zosa's
guy in Scarface.
Right.
His garbage was recognized by my associate during lunch. The
guy
that recognized
there.
The garbage of Omar Suarez recognized our garbage and was not pleased with the show. This text says
Kate says that's not Burbank.
No, it's pretty close.
Kate's like, that's not Burbank.
This says, I was there for the Sportsman Lodge. They knocked half of it down now.
Okay. So we're on a pretty good run here.
But this BJ's, we've been to many times. Its brick and mortar is strong.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these guys are ready to go.
Oh, you got exposed beams. You got skylights.
I mean, this place ain't going nowhere. Not with these Pazookie desserts.
Nah, that granite bar, come on.
Not with that wall of liquor and beer.
We love Porous Stone.
God, we love it.
Porous Stone show of record.
Oh,
right
we
here.
Are. We love a
Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
All right, this text says this.
Okay.
Give us the Yaga song, my man.
Well, and that's
Come
been
on.
A popular request here in-house, too.
Don't ruin this series on your defiance on dancing like the monkey with the cymbal you are.
That's right, monkey. Get after it.
Well, that's the worst part. You know, you do one thing once because it's fun and you're feeling exuberant. But, you know, you go home and you look in the mirror and you're 44 years old.
Right.
And the next time somebody says, like, hey, do that thing with that thing, idiot.
Age is just a number.
You kind of feel like...
Age is just a number. It's the spirit. It's the spirit.
But...
Says a man who's in his 60s, still wearing a poncho and a giant pendant, doing haikus.
Mr. Brick, if you're going to put on your stuff, please. We're about 30 seconds out. All right. Ronnie, do you have the big... It's not Yaga Yaga. It's a song... It's a New Orleans song. They don't have a baseball team other than the Zephyrs. But it's a New Orleans song by...
We've got a team down here.
By a man.
We've got the Pelicans down here is what we've got.
I believe he wants to be referred to as a man. But he calls himself Big Frida. He's a gay man. He is the proprietor of Bounce Music in New Orleans. And this song has been adopted, at least on our show... as a rallying cry for the Dodgers.
Do you.
Ronnie?
The Queen Diva! They want her, she want her, he want her, I got her. They want her, she want her, he want her, I got her. They want her, she want her, he want her, I got her. They want her, she want her.
Watching Bert when you do that. He was staring at his phone the whole time, and as soon as he did it, he goes, All right, Big Frida. Our boss is forcing a smile right now. He's like, yeah, I love it. I do.
Oh, he hates
it. I mean, I love this so much.
My favorite thing is the Pit Viper
guy. I love it.
Hey, that's a great show, right?
I thought you were the worst part.
Jonathan, yeah. Well, it was great till you got on the air. Okay, I'm going to go give away these sunglasses.
What do you want me to do? People request it.
Doyers.
What do?
Doyers.
You ain't going to play Brown Eyed Girl? You're going to be like Van? You're going to go up there and refuse to play it?
You know what? Everybody's got their guy that's counterculture. Petros is ours. That's our guy. You got to have it.
Doyers. Doyers.
Doyers.
All right, Monty, we're good. We're good.
Look, Vince Scully says it's the most impactful matchup in the history of the Dodgers Giants rivalry.
Insurance.
You gotta dance. Dance,
insurance.
Monkey. Dance.
That's enough monkey dancing. What else do you guys want me to do? Do some one-arm push-ups. We'll be back with more PMS. We got a whole other hour.
Hey, drink that old beer right now.